down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Now, we're going to be diving into the intersection of politics, economics and market behaviour, a space that seems more unpredictable than ever. My next guest is Cliff Taylor of the Irish Times. He's been writing this week about the growing disconnect between market fundamentals and political developments, particularly in the United States under Donald J. Trump. Good morning to you, Cliff.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, we've really seen a lack of clear and consistent strategy from Trump. All this kind of governing by reaction. Is this chaos, in your view, accidental? Or is it part of a bigger plan to just aim for 500% and end up with 50% and be happy with it?
Yeah, good question, Bobby. And this is kind of the art of the deal discussion, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, some of his people put out the theory that, you know, he aims for 100% and, you know, and settles for 50 or whatever. I don't know. I think there's been just too much chopping and changing in terms of what's happened for it to be kind of a thought-out strategy, particularly in terms of the tariffs, where, as we know, on April the 2nd, we had this big Liberation Day announcement.
Yeah.
The markets tanked. There was some problems on the bond market. We don't quite know the exact nature of those yet. Confidence was taking a big hit, and then he was forced to just a week later to kind of reverse to a large extent anyway and say that, look, we'll have 90 days of discussions to see if deals have been reached. Now, there's a lot of noise in the meantime about, you know, discussions with this country, that country, the other country. But the reality is, I think that reaching trade deals with so many countries in such little time is not going to happen in terms of them being full trade deals anyway. Perhaps that might be... some directions agreed, which will allow, you know, might allow the tariffs to be put off. But I think the prospect of doing so many full trade deals in such a short period of time, it just doesn't look likely at all.
Yeah, but almost by stealth, we have a 10% tariff that no one's really talking about.
That was one of the points I was making during the week, and that is significant. I mean, tariffs are now at the highest level, in over 100 years in terms of the average of the U.S. 10% tariff is a significant tariff. It's a lot less than what he was threatening, for sure, in some cases. It's half of the overall level that was threatened initially for the
EU,
but it is still significant. And one of the things we're not sure about is whether Donald Trump wants these tariffs to stay in place in the long term, in terms of the 10%, perhaps, as a revenue-raising exercise for the US exchequer. And the negotiation covers the bit above that, or whether he's willing to negotiate on the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the really important things that's going to become clear now.
What about, Cliff, the sort of climb downs, the spat with Jay Powell, you know, the reversal of strategy? Are they damaging, or is that just what we now expect from Trump?
Both, I suppose. That's certainly what we expect. This is the way he operates. But I do think they're damaging as well. So in terms of the tariffs, there is now the uncertainty about what's going to happen, no matter what he says next. And in terms of, I suppose, the separation between monetary policy and governments, which has become kind of a fundamental in developed economies in recent years, even though Trump has withdrawn his call for, or his threat to terminate Powell's term in office. By the way, not clear that he could do that even if he wanted to.
Yeah.
He said during the week that he's not looking for that, but he's still hectoring, calling for lower interest rates, continuing to be on the case there. And I think that does create some damage to the confidence in U.S. monetary policy as investors look at the U.S. They just look at a chaotic picture. And investors, as we know, are willing to take a bit of risk, but like to take it within certain parameters.
Yeah. Is the U.S., like, there's a lot of debt that needs to be refinanced this year. If they get into a national debt problem, the circumstances could change pretty rapidly, couldn't they?
They could, yeah. And this is something that's kind of been in the background because most of the deadlines start to come up over the summer. For example, it's likely that that the US will again hit its new debt ceiling, which is somewhere over $36
trillion.
Sometime in July, August, perhaps, there's going to need to be a deal done on that. There needs to be a deal done on the budget, and Trump has said consistently that he wants to renew tax cuts that he brought in when he was in office the first time in 2017. Now, a lot of those run out at the end of this year, so a lot of money is going to be needed to renew those tax cuts again. And the question is, where is that money going to come from? Now, the maths of this might be kind of manageable in an economy that was growing strongly, because as we know, that boosts tax revenues. But the risk now is that partly because of the tariffs, the US economy may slip, perhaps not into recession, but into something approaching recession.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things to watch in the weeks coming up is the impact of the tariffs on China are really going to hit home in the shops in America, because inevitably there's a lag between them being announced and them having an impact.
Yeah, and when Americans start running short of stuff that comes in from China, that maybe really hasn't come to bear just yet, has it?
I don't think it has, because, you know, a boat leaves China and takes whatever, 30, 40 days to get to the US laden with goods. So a lot of the boats that were, you know, that have been on the high seas, if you like, have arrived. But there are reports now of, you know, a big fall off in container traffic, and reports that the big retailers like Walmart are starting to warn about empty shelves. And, you know, we saw this during COVID, didn't we, when the supply chains broke down. And we also saw to a small extent on these islands around Brexit, or certainly threats of it. So this is, I think, something to watch. And, you know, the more growth is hit and the more confidence is hit, the harder it's going to be for Donald Trump and his team to get their budget sums and get a deal with Congress that they're going to need to keep the show on the road.
Yeah. The other thing is about, you know, Trump trying to force US companies to manufacture back at home and all the pressure that's involved in doing that. But ultimately, companies will be guided by the interests, and I think you said this in your piece, they'll be guided by the interests of their shareholders.
Absolutely. And it's questionable, I suppose, where that interest lies. I mean, talking to companies over the last while and talking to people who've been talking to companies, advisors and so on, the kind of sense is that a lot of the bigger companies are kind of sitting on their hands at the moment. They've put a lot of investments on hold. They're wondering what to do next. Clearly, a lot of the bigger American companies, the pharma companies, for example, and some of the tech companies have been playing up to Trump a bit by promising big investments in the US. A little unclear the extent to which they're kind of changes and additions to existing plans as opposed to what they're going to do anyway, probably a bit of both. But these big manufacturing facilities take years to come on stream.
And
you know, the big companies are going to be asking, well, how long is Trump going to be there? What's going to happen with these tariffs? Are they going to stay in place? Are they sustainable? So I think a lot of them will sit and wait, and they'll see what happens over the summer. They'll see what happens on the budget issue and make their decisions maybe in the autumn heading into 2026.
So finally then, Cliff, where do you see it going next with Trump? He's clearly under a lot of pressure. He's taken a couple of hits. It'll be interesting to see what his next moves are.
It sure will, all right. I guess we'd be unwise to try and predict it, Bob, because he switches and turns. I think, you know, there's been talk that, you know, is he going to retreat? Is he going to pull back? I think the most likely outcome is the roller coaster is going to continue. There'll be tariffs, you know, tariffs imposed, tariffs cut back. There'll be deals done, other countries he's going to fall out with. But I think behind all that, there's going to be the drum roll of pressure from the economy and the budget that's going to increasingly constrain him and his options and his room for maneuver.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to watch over the coming months.
It's interesting as well when you say about the trade deals, you know, happening quickly. The EU trade deal with Switzerland took over 10 years to do. So, like, in the context of what's happening here, this seems like bizarre, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, trade deals are normally done, you know, by teams of officials looking through massive ledgers of codes of trade in different areas and, you know, saying, well, we'll give you 5% here if you give us 10% there, and it takes forever. And there's huge domestic pressures as well. What Trump seems to have in mind is something quicker and dirtier, you know, with countries, you know, big headline stuff. Whether the reality of it, I you know, we'd have to wait and see. But I think it's going to be a difficult and interesting period for him now over the next few weeks to see how, as we run up to the 90-day deadline, what actually is going to start to emerge.
Okay, well, we'll stay in touch with you, Cliff. As always, we appreciate your analysis. That's Cliff Taylor there from the Irish Times.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.